Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz. Jerry Bader Show 1050. You know about the doomsday clock, right? It was started in 1947 and gets moved closer to midnight the closer we are to nuclear Armageddon. It was set way back, and now with Trump being elected, it's moved up again. Were you aware of the Rapture Index? There is an index that measures all of the indicators of Christ's return to Earth. The Rapture Index, 225, it's kind of like a perfect quarterback rating of 154, whatever. 225 marks the return of Christ. All sorts of indexes, false Christs, occult, Satanism, unemployment, inflation, interest rates, tribulation, temple, globalism, Russia, Persia, Iraq, false prophet, nuclear nations, and so on. Those are all interpreted as signs that are in the Bible, and it rises and falls. It is currently, in October, the index was at 189, highest on record so far. So when the apocalypse is upon us, the index is believed to be as high as 225. It's been 164. That was during the war. I read that wrong. Let me try that. That's strangely worded. In October, it was apparently only 58 in October. That sentence is worded badly. Right now, it's up in that one. It's the Rapture Index is now 183. 225 is the highest before the end. I think this is malarkey. I think it's very much by divine design that nobody knows when the return is coming. And a rapture index is just silly, but mildly entertaining. So I shared it with you on that basis. Then there is this being reported by Young Americans for Freedom chapter at Marquette University. Facebook posts obtained by Young America's Foundation show at least one member of Marquette University staff engaging in attempts to undermine an upcoming Ben Shapiro lecture organized by the school's Young Americans for Freedom chapter, YAF, as I like to call it. And I confused the two there, and I apologize. It's being reported by Young America's Foundation. Let me tell you about Ben Shapiro. He has faced this at Madison. What was it, DePaul, the other one, Earl, I think? You know why? Because he is young. He's a conservative pundit talk show host. And he connects with college-age kids, especially males. Earl has a son who loves him. I have a nephew who loves him. Oh, he's very talented. I started reading his work when he himself was still in college. I'm figuring that's 10 years ago. And he was this kid that made a splash and got himself published in some premier conservative journals. He's 33. Yeah. 10, 12 years ago, probably. In a comment on a Facebook thread, Chrissy Nelson, listed online as a program assistant for Marquette Center for Gender and Sexuality Studies, alleges that a director of diversity on campus suggested to her in a phone conversation, and I realize that got a little confusing there. So what you have is Chrissy Nelson online, listed online as a program assistant for Marquette Center for Gender and Sexuality Studies, alleges that a director of diversity on campus suggested to her in a phone conversation that people should reserve seats to the lecture through Eventbrite, posing as students in order to take away a seat from someone who would actually go. Nelson wrote that she would be promoting this suggestion, actively impeding Marquette students' ability to hear from a respected conservative voice. So the goal was to scarf up all these seats and then have them sit empty. What are they so afraid of? And here's the thing. Shapiro's been painted as this radical, hate-mongering extremist. He's nothing of the kind. What it's all about, via media trackers, we have reached out to John McAdams. My partner in crime at Media Trackers, Kevin Benversi, is reaching out to John today to get comment on this and something else going on at Marquette that we'll share tomorrow. In yet another comment, Nelson continued to boast that she will encourage students to protest Shapiro's lecture the day after it occurs. In yet another comment, Nelson, who began the post by identifying herself as staff at Marquette, wrote, "What has been directed to students is not to protest because the speaker has told Marquette he hopes students do protest to make an example of the protesters." Nelson also alleged that Marquette allowed Shapiro to speak only because of the backlash DePaul University had with not allowing it, in reference to DePaul's widely condemned decision to ban its school's YAF chapter from hosting a Shapiro lecture on campus there. Nelson even explicitly directed former Marquette professor Susan Bartlow to register for the lecture as a student to take away a seat from a student that would be interested in going. Bartlow was fired in 2015 for allowing the mural of a convicted cop killer to be painted in the Resource Center. If the information Nelson conveyed in these postings is accurate, it indicates that multiple members of the university staff, including a director of diversity, are actively engaging in a plot to rob students of the ability to attend a lecture by a renowned conservative author. This is the same Marquette University that in its Marquette magazine, which I get because I'm an alum, is touting its diversity of thought in its latest magazine, the same one that has fired, for all intents and purposes, John McAdams. Oh, yes, such a bastion of free speech that campus is. And you have who are supposed to be the adults in the room conspiring to keep this guy from talking. Shapiro's not a nut job. He's not a far right whack job. He's young and he appeals to youth, and that scares the heck out of them. An old fart like me, nobody's going to go see that old guy talk. Not that long ago, well, I guess it's 22 years ago, 21 years ago, I graduated from Marquette grad school. But this is the lengths to which they will go to stifle a voice simply because they do not agree with that voice. And they say what we have to fear is fascism under Donald Trump. Just consider that. 10:58, Rush is next. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.